Hello, Mort.
Yes.
Hi, this is Marcy.
Hi, Marcy.
The question I have for you is, my husband and I have been separated for 7 months. But during that 7 months, we've been very close. We're going on date nights, saying I love you, all that stuff, okay?
Good.
He came to me about a month ago and agreed that he wanted to finally do this program together.
Okay.
The problem I have is he filed divorce papers in July, and I agreed to sign. I really didn't want to, but he kind of basically told me that if I signed, that would be our way to reconciliation, okay? The issue I have is that while things have gotten better and I'm feeling better about the situation and I love my husband dearly, he's still not living at home. He doesn't wear his wedding ring. The divorce is still in the process, and we're not physically intimate with one another. So mm-hmm. I go through this problem where about once a week I have a meltdown.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him that I'm done, I don't want to do it anymore because I'm fed up, because I know that it's
hard. Well,
that's
not helping.
It's not helping. I know it's not. What's
right.
hard for me in my mind is to wrap around the thought that we're reconciling, but that all this stuff is still going on. It's like I can't make sense of it, if that makes sense.
Okay, so what's your question?
My question is do you have any advice for me? Because I am a controlling behavior, and he is more of a passive-aggressive. So
mm-hmm.
his viewpoint is that this is me still not giving up control when I have these emotional breakdowns. My thing is that it's my, after 7 months, I'm frustrated and I'm
hurt. Let me ask you a question. I understand the facts. You know, he's not wearing his wedding ring. You're not physically intimate. The divorce process is still outstanding. I get all that. But what does your gut tell you about the direction of the relationship? Are you moving forward?
We have.
Okay.
But my gut tells me that he loves me, but that there's still something amiss.
Well, yeah, look, let me say this, and you can tell me whether or not you think this is relevant. He perceives you as being controlling, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you probably perceive him, he's more of the people-pleasing, conflict-avoiding, easygoing one, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So what sometimes happens is the one who feels that they've been controlled wakes up one day and says, I'm not going to be controlled anymore. And
mm-hmm.
you know the one thing that they can grab a hold of that they can feel safe that she can't get control from me is the divorce process.
Yeah.
And so letting go of that divorce process for him might be the last thing that goes.
Yeah.
Because, you see, it's almost like a visceral reaction. From his perspective, you've been dominating things for years, and he finally stood up and said, no, no more. So you see, conceding to your plan to rescind the divorce feels to him, I'm not saying it is, but it feels to him like the old patterns all over again. It feels to him like, once again, she wins. Once again, I'm conceding. Once again, you know, she's controlling. You know, it's like I just, before the teleconference, had an hour session with a woman who, her biological father basically abandoned her at a very, very early age. And so she feels that her husband is abandoning her. Now, is he treating her in a way that is abandonment? That's not the point. It doesn't really matter. Right? Because of her history, she's highly vulnerable to feeling that way, and whether it's happening or not. And as a result, her husband really needs to be very sensitive to her and treat her in a way so she doesn't feel that way. Okay, so too here, there's a certain marital history that, you know, would it be more of the same if he were to call off the divorce and, you know, come back home and into your arms? It probably wouldn't be more of the same. It sounds like things are moving in the right direction and you guys have fixed and healed a lot. But there's a certain sensitivity, or maybe we should call it a hypersensitivity, to a dynamic that's preventing him from doing that, because to him it feels like more of the same. So that was all sort of an analysis and insight. Let me give you the therefore. Okay, therefore, my advice is just let it go. Just leave it be. I know it's hard, especially for somebody who's used to controlling things like you. But
I think this is
an example where you just have to leave this in the hands of your husband and trust your gut. If the relationship is moving in the right direction, then it's probably just a matter of time before the wedding ring comes back on, before he's intimate with you, before he comes home, and, you know, the divorce process will just expire. I mean, let me ask you this. Is he actually moving the divorce process forward?
Well, we just got notice this month that we had to start the whole child care classes, so that it could be finalized. So we have been starting to go to those classes every week.
What
I understand, yeah. Basically, I've been told that I would be thrown in jail if I don't go to those classes.
Okay, well, then you should go if you're legally obligated
yeah.
to go. What I don't understand is why he wants to go if it feels like he's even claiming that you're reconciling, right?
That's what I'm saying, and I guess the issue I have is that the other dynamic to our relationship is that I was gaslighted for years into believing that things were a certain way in our marriage and that he was happy and that certain things weren't happening on his half, and then they were. So
yeah, but you see though, from his perspective, I understand that's your perspective. From his perspective, he tried to tell you 100 times and you never heard him.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. No, I agree.
Yeah, so, I mean, that's always the case.
Anyway, and that's the only thing I have is I don't mind if he leaves the divorce out on the table. I just don't understand. That's what I told him. I just don't understand why he can't at least pause the process. But
yeah, because pausing the process would be a concession to you. You'd be winning.
So basically, I just need to ignore it all. Just pretend. I mean, if it goes through.
You should trust your gut. I trust your gut. You know, in other words, I believe you. If you tell me that you feel that you're reconnecting and reconciling, let me say it like this, because this will be relevant to other people in a different context. Nobody should get too hung up on the legal process. Sometimes people get all scared about like legal deadlines. I only have a month to reconcile my marriage. That's bogus. Don't let anybody convince you of that, and don't think that. But a divorce process determines only the legal status in a relationship. The most important part of a relationship is what takes place between the two hearts of the husband and the wife. And if you can fix what's broken there, you can change the legal status in a heartbeat. And in your case, I know you don't have to change legal status, but in your case, if you're doing the work where the work really has to be done, which is in the relationship, the legal status will take care of itself. It'll take care of itself. It may not happen exactly in the way you want it or in the time frame at the pace you want it, but it'll happen. People sometimes make the mistake. It's common people make the mistake of they're fighting for their marriage in the divorce process, meaning that like they're trying to use the divorce process to buy themselves more time. But your goal is not to be able to claim that you were married for X amount of time. I don't want you to be buying time. You don't need time. What you need is connection. I would rather a person have less time, but use that time in a way that's really useful in terms of possibly connecting with their spouse than trying to find more time to be able to claim that they're still married. Meanwhile, they're conducting themselves in a way in that divorce process that's ruining any chance of any emotional connection. What I'm trying to say is don't focus on the legal process, the legal timeline. It's really not relevant. What at the end of the day is relevant is what's going on in your hearts. And that's where this is won or lost. And if you succeed there with your spouse's heart, then the legal process will take care of itself. If, on the other hand, you can pull all kinds of maneuvers in the legal process, but at the end of the day, if you haven't changed things in your spouse's heart, you're going to be divorced.